Today's Amud for Chazara is Tainis Yedzayinim and Aleph. We're holding on to Zayinim and Beis, the second line from the bottom, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer. So we said in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda Aimer, Lo Yatzaruch Leimer, Zichronis, Shoifres. Rabbi Yehuda said that no, we don't say Zichronis and Shoifres on the fast day. Amr Avadid Ben Yafei, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. What's the reason? The Vishayin Aimer, Zichronis, Shoifres, Allah, Barash Hashanah, Beoivos, Bashas Mochama. Because he holds that you don't say Zichronis and Shoifres on the fast day, you only say it on Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and when we're fighting a war. And the Mishnah went on to say the different neschais that we would add in by each of the brachis. And it says by Shmuel, a lashon of tzaka, and by Elio, a lashon of tefillah. Says the Gemara Tana that yesh machlif in tzaka Elio, you say shamea tzaka by Elio, and shamea tefillah by Shmuel. So the reverse of our Mishnah. So Vishlam Gabi Shmuel Ksiv Beit Tfilo Ksiv Beit Tzaka. Ask the Gemara, I understand why there could be two Nischais by Shmuel, because it Taka says these two Nischais. There's a Pasuk that says Tfilo, and there's a Pasuk that says Tzaka. Al Gabi Elio, Tfilo Ksiv, Tzaka like Ksiv. But by Elio, it only says Tfilo, never says Tzaka. So why would anyone say Shemea Tzaka by Elio? Says the Gemara, no, Aneni Hashem Aneni, Lashon Tzaka, he. That when the Pasuk says Aneni Hashem Aneni, that actually is a Lashon of Tzaka, and therefore it is appropriate to say Tzaka by Elio Navi as well. So first we mention Yoina and then David. Ask the Gemara Michti, Yoina Basar David Shlomo Yehava. That Yoina lived afterwards. So my time of Makdim Liberation. So why do we put Yoina first? Says the Gemara, Mishum Dabai Lemichta Merachim Al Aretz. We want the last bracha to be Merachim Al Aretz, which is relates also to rain, that Hashem is Merachim Al Aretz to give us rain, and that's only appropriate by David and Shlomo, who davened about Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, we put them last after Yoina. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, that the last bracha, Mishum Sumchus Amru, Baruch Mashbil Haramim. The last bracha we would say is Baruch Mashbil Haramim, that's appropriate, is related to the rain, because rain also, or the lack of rain, causes it that those that are, would naturally be haughty, are Mashbil, HaKadosh Baruch was Mashbil Haramim, he lowers them down. Shalosh Tanyas HaRishoynes Anshei Mishmar Misanim LeMashlimin. We mentioned different halachas of the Anshei Mishmar, the Anshei Maimid. We mentioned that the Anshei Mishmar are allowed to drink wine at night and not at day, whereas the Anshei Beis Av, those that served that day in the Beis HaMikdash, they weren't allowed to drink wine on at night or at day. So Tan Rabbana, we learned in the Braisa, why did they say that the Anshei Mishmar, those serving that week and not that day, why are they allowed to drink wine at night but not during the day? What's wrong with drinking wine during the day if they're not serving in the Beis HaMikdash that day anyways? Says the Braisa, because Shemet Tichba Da'avoida al Anshei Beis Av Yavoy Viseyu Lahem. Because maybe the Avoida is going to become too difficult for the Anshei Beis Av, they're going to need backup, and someone from the Anshei Mishmar will come and help him, and really he's going to be drunk. And why did they say that the Anshei Beis Av, those serving that day in the Beis HaMikdash, they can't drink not at night or at day, they can't even drink at night? Because they're even at night, they are being Isaac in the Avodah, there's a lot less work to be done, but there is work, and being that they're working, so therefore they can't be drinking. From this, that we have to be chayshish, that maybe the avodah is going to become too difficult for the Anshei Beis Av, and we're going to need to come on to the Anshei Mishmar, and therefore we say that it's also for the Anshei Mishmar to drink wine during the day. So we say, from the fact that we have such a chashash, we also have to have a similar chashash. That kol kayin shamakar mishmarto mishmaris Beis Av shalai. Any kayin nowadays, he knows his mishmar. He knows which family he comes from, and he knows which day of the week his family served. He knows his Beis Av. And he knows that his family served in the Beis HaMikdash. There's no psulim. So then, it's also lishdes yayin kol ha'isa yayin. That day that he knows is his family's, he's not allowed to drink wine that day. Because maybe he's going to be needed in the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe we're going to get the Beis HaMikdash back today, and he's going to be needed, and therefore he's not allowed to drink wine. And if he is b'makir mishmarto ve'ein makir mishmaris Beis Av shalai, if he knows his mishmar, but he doesn't know the specific day of the week that his family served, v'yayideh shabbat de'avayisav kavuam sham, but he knows that they did serve, so then it's also lishdes yayin kol ha'isa Shabbos. So then that whole week, that it's his mishmar, he's not allowed to drink wine because he doesn't know which day is his. Maybe that day is his day. And Einoi Makir Mishmarto Mishmaris Beis Avshaloi. If a person doesn't know at all, he knows he's a Kayin, but he doesn't know which Mishmar he's from, he doesn't know which Beis Av he's from, V'yadesh about the Avaisa Kavuim Sham, but he knows that his family served, so then it's Asr Lishtes Yayin Kol Hashana, then it's going to be Asr for him to drink wine an entire year, because any day, any given day, might be his day. Now, Rabbi Aimer, Rabbi's Chaylik, Rabbi says, and Aimer Ani, I say, that it's Asr Lishtes Yayin Loila. That every Kayin, it's Asr for him to drink wine. Even if he knows his Mishmar, even if he knows his Beis Av, maybe when we get the Beis HaMikdash back, maybe the Bayis Shlishi, everything is, the whole Seder is going to be different. And therefore, every Kayin is not allowed to drink wine the entire year. But what am I supposed to do? The takana is the fact that it's that we're so mikulkal. It's the fact that we haven't had the Beis HaMikdash for so long, and I can't keep asking wine saying that maybe we're going to get the Beis HaMikdash back today. Now says the Gemara that Amar Abaye keman chasua inna kahani chamro, like who do kahanim nowadays? Like who do they drink wine? They taka do drink wine. Who shita does this align with? It's Karabi. It's like Rabbi who says that the takanasa kilkulasai. Anche Mishmar v'anche Maimin Asurim l'saper l'chabes b'chamishi mutarim b'nei kvayda Shabbos. We said in the Mishnah that the Anche Mishmar and Anche Maimid, so their whole week that they served, they weren't allowed to get a haircut or do laundry, only on Thursday because of Kavod Shabbos. But otherwise, they weren't allowed to. Says the Gemara, my time, why not? Look, we would want them to look good. Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, k'dei shel yikansu l'mishmartam k'shei menuvalin. We want them to look good. We want them to look so good. We want them to look good on the first day they come to serve. If they were allowed to do laundry, if they were allowed to get their hair cut during the mishmar, they might show up the first day and they won't have such a nice haircut. They won't have such clean clothing. They'll figure, oh, I'll just do it during the week. We aser that they're not allowed to do laundry during the week. They're not allowed to cut their hair during the week. This way they'll make sure to do it right beforehand and they'll come into the mishmar looking nice and fresh. Tan Rabbanan, we learned from the Braisa that Melech Mistapir B'chol Yoyim Kohen Gadol Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. The king has to get a haircut every day, Kohen Gadol every Erev Shabbos, and Kohen Hed Yedachas L'Shoishim Yoyim every 30 days. Melech Mistapir B'chol Yoyim Aitaimo, why does the king have to get a haircut every day? Amar Rebbe Abu Bar Zavdo Amar Krod, the Pasuk says Melech B'yofioi Techezen Einecho. It says that you have to see your king and his beauty, so therefore a king always has to look his finest. Mamela, he has to get a haircut every day. Kohen Gadol me'erev Shabbos, Erev Shabbos my taimo. Why does the Kohen Gadol have to get one every Erev Shabbos? Amar Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, Chayol u'mishmaris mischatzos. Erev Shabbos, that's when the mishmaris would change. It was the changing of the guard, so to speak. And we wanted the Kohen Gadol to look good when the new mishmar was coming in, so every Erev Shabbos he has to get a haircut. Kohen Hedi at Achas Hashayishim Yoyim, the Kohen Hedi has to get one every 30 days. Minalan, what's the Makar? Asya para min Nazir. We learn it out from Nazir. Ksev Hach, it says regarding the halachas of a Kohen, V'raisham Leig Aleichu, para Leish Aleichu, and he's not allowed to send out his hair, he's not allowed to let it grow out. Uksev Hasam, and it says over there by Nazir, Kadosh Yia Gedo para Sa'araisha, that he's Kadosh, and he has to let his hair grow out. Now, Ma'alaholim Shleishim Yoyim is Shleishim, just like by a Nazir, how long does he have to let his hair grow for? He has to let his hair grow for 30 days. Afkan Shleishim, here too also, when a Kohen has not allowed to let his hair grow, he's not allowed to let it grow for 30 days. V'Nazir Gufim V'Nalan, how do we know by Nazir that it's 30 days? Amar of Masna, because Stam Nazira is a Shleishim Yoyim, the Stam Nazir is 30 days. If he doesn't specify, it's 30. And V'Nalan, and how do we know that? Amar Krab, because the Pasuk says, Yihya Begamatria Tlasanave, that Yihya, Kaddish Yihya is the Lashon of the Pasuk by Nazir, and Yihya is Gematria 30. Now Amar Le Rapapa Labaye, Rapapa asked the Baye, Vidilma, maybe, when the Pasuk says by the Kayin, when it says, Upera Lay Shalechu, maybe Hachikam Am Rachmana. Maybe the Pasuk means like this, that Lay Li Rabu Klau, that Pera Lay Shalechu means he's not allowed to let his hair grow out at all to be 30 days, means he's not allowed to let it grow at all. He has to cut it every single day. So Amar Lay said back to him that no, Yaviksiv Lay Shalechu Pera, don't let it become Pera. So then I would say, yeah, Kedika Amar, like you said, meaning he has to cut it all the time. But now that the Pasuk says, Upera lo yishalechu, so it's mashma pera lehevi. It's allowed to be pera, it's allowed to grow out, but shaluchehu de lo yishalchu. You just can't let it grow out too much. Says the Gemara now, if you're telling me that there's an isser for a kayin to let his hair grow out for 30 days, he has to get a haircut once every 30 days, yihachi, if so, nafilu ha'idna nami, and if so, nowadays also, why don't we find the kayhanim or makbet to get a haircut at least once every 30 days? Says the Gemara, because it's dumya de shesuya yayin. It's similar to the iser for a kayin to get drunk. Mash suya yayin bizman biya hu da asr shle bizman biya shari. There's no iser for a kayin to get drunk. He's just not allowed to serve in the Beis HaMikdash when he's drunk. Afal chanami, here too also with his hair. It's not that he's not allowed to have long hair. He's not allowed to go into the Beis HaMikdash with long hair. Says the Gemara Vatani, we learned in the Braisa, the Rebbe Aimer, Aimrani, I say, Kehanim Asur and Lushtos Yain La'ilam. That no, even nowadays, even when there's no Beis HaMikdash, Kehanim are not allowed to drink wine. Fine, so Rebbe had a heter, because we're not going to be Choshesh anymore, Shami Yibana Beis HaMikdash. Vamar Abayi, and Abayi said, Kemat Shasva Idna Kehani Chamra, like who's the Kehanim nowadays drink wine? It's Karebi. But what's that mashma? It's like Rebbe that they drink wine. Mechlau, the Rabban and Asri. The Rabban and Taka say that no, it's Asr, because we have to be Choshesh, that Shami Mehir Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and therefore even nowadays, it's Asr for a Kayin to get drunk. And if so, just like it's Asr for a Kayin to get drunk, it should be Asr for a Kayin to let his hair grow. You should have a chiyuv to get a haircut once every 30 days. Says the Gemara, no, it's not comparable. Two terutzim. Terutz number one, says the Gemara, my taima, what's the reason why he can't get drunk? It's because meher yibana beis hamikdash, ubein and kayan haroi, la avayda. It's because meher, the hopefully very soon, the beis hamikdash will be rebuilt, maybe even today, and we're going to need a kayan that's roi la avayda v'leka, and we're not going to have a kayan because they're going to be drunk. But hacha, if so, here, when it comes to having long hair, what's the issue? We're going to need a kayin that has shorter hair? Okay, after the misaper vial, so just give him a haircut. There's a quick fix, and therefore there's nothing wrong with him growing out his hair nowadays. Well, ask the Gemara, hachi, if so, then shesuya yayinami. By getting drunk also there's a quick fix. After the gani porta vial, you could have him take a quick nap. Kedarami baraba, like Rami baraba taught us, da'amar Rami baraba, that derech mel v'sheina kolshu mefagin es yayin, that walking a mel, or sleeping a kolshu, even a small little bit, that is able to sober a person up. So wine also has a quick fix. Says the Gemara, no. Lav mi idmar Allah, didn't we already say about that Eitzah, that Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Baravua, leishanu ala kishashasa shir revias. It's only if you drink a little bit, less than a revias. Aval shasa yaisim revias, but if you drink more than a revias, so then kol shekein jadach matridasa yushenim mishakartai. So then the walking, the sleeping, that actually makes it much worse, it makes it more shikr. And therefore there's no quick fix, that's why wine is usher even nowadays, whereas long hair is not a problem because you could always get a quick haircut. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says a different teretz. The reason why there's a difference between wine, that we don't allow a kayin, according to the Chachamim, we don't allow a kayin to get drunk nowadays, whereas we do allow him to let his hair grow, is because there's a difference in the severity of the Isurim. Shuya yayin de machli avoida, getting drunk, being drunk when you're doing the avoida, which is something that's mechal, that passels the avoida, so therefore gazubu rabbanan, so therefore the rabbanan were geyser, then nowadays you can't get drunk. Whereas, letting your hair grow, which is something which is not as severe, it doesn't pass with Avaida, so therefore the Rabbana were not geyser, and the Kayan does not have a chiyuv to get a haircut every 30 days, he's allowed to let his hair grow. Only when it comes to wine, that's when the Chachamim say that he's not allowed to get drunk nowadays.